Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I don't take any zero, to put it mildly. They took a perfect phone call that I had with the president of Ukraine.
All right, that's the president's reaction to now what is the latest thing that's happening with impeachment, just that they're going to have 6 hours of debate on Wednesday and Thursday, and then the vote will be taken on the larger issues, or articles would be the proper way to say that, and then it bounces to the Senate. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. It's the same thing we've been singing. Notice things come in three. Merry, merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. And impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. So it certainly is getting widespread attention. It's, in some cases, people are pretty anxious about this whole impeachment thing. So, you know, you've got clashes all over the place. You just heard a little protest in Miami. In a previous hour, we played one from Minnesota. But all over the place, you've got supporters and detractors for the whole impeachment process and what is happening. So this circus is really coming to a whole new level of push and pull. When the dust clears, the result will look like, I think, a draw more than a victory, as some would say, and I think political strategists would agree with that. 10 weeks of a House impeachment inquiry has really polarized the country to just another level, separating the people who are championing the president from those who are not. And you heard what the president said. This was over a phone call, and that phone call became 10 weeks of dissecting it in many, many directions. In the meantime, by the way, federal agencies will be closed December 24th. That was signed by the president, an executive order, so they have the day off with pay. That's sweet. And that is just a gift. Commonly, presidents give federal employees additional time off around the Christmas holiday, and almost a full day off is granted to create that long weekend. So this follows the acceptance of provisions in two budget bills, by the way, sponsored by House Democrats, to provide 12 weeks of paid parental leave and a pay 3.1% average federal raise in January. So that will hit like 2.1 million executive branch employees because it applies to them. Other agencies, they can determine certain things, but it'll be out there. And ho, 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 merry, merry, happy Hanukkah and everything else in between. So that's a good thing for people employed by the government in the areas where that would apply. To have those 3 days is pretty nice, I would say. Wednesday and Thursday are going to be all clogged up, like I mentioned, with the whole impeachment process, because now it's been laid out what's going to happen. I mean, we already really kind of knew the broad strokes anyway, but now it's just a definitive process, and that's what was being discussed with a small group today as this moves forward. So now for only the third time in our history, we're going to have these on the floor, you know, being read, being discussed, etc. And while that was happening, you had the president writing Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, a scathing letter on the eve of, you know, this vote coming up here in the next couple of days. So the letter pretty much ripped her for the things that have now happened to our democracy. And what happens with this whole impeachment vote and where it stands at this point, You have at least 218 who support at least one article, 15 haven't said, and 198 opposed. Because remember, they introduced two articles of impeachment against the president on December 10th, one for abuse of power, one for obstruction of Congress. Let's go out to Grimm in Mississippi. Hey, Grimm.
Hey,
Grimm.
If I don't get a chance, if I don't get a chance, I want to wish you and your crew a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and hopefully it'll be healthy and no problems.
Nice. Same back at you. Same back to you and your family and everybody else around you. Oh, yeah?
Thank you. I heard somebody yesterday talking about democracy, and he referred it to the three different variations because we're not really a democracy. We're a republic. But then at the other hand, he tried to refer it to as a democratic republic, which, you know, it's kind of debatable because, yes, we're always verbally battling in Congress and whatnot. But in all honesty, we're a true republic. That's the only way to put it, because a democracy is where you fight to create a republic. That's the whole point. But I got a question.
That is the whole point, isn't it? That is the whole point. You're right.
The end. Thank you. But
do I think we're watching the end of democracy?
No, the end of the Democratic Party.
I'll tell you what, here's what I think. That's a great question. I've been talking about this with lots of people, that any of the Democratic, you know, because I talk to Republican, I'll call them operatives and Democratic operatives, and the Democrats just feel so confident that there's not going to be a reelection and that this is, you know, no way, because look what's happened and people are not buying it. But I disagree. I think it's the opposite. I think, and it is polarizing, and yes, there are people on all sides of this, but I think that they're overshooting their hand again. And I think there's going to be big problems, especially for those whose constituents are split and are going to be upset. And good luck trying to get reelected there, so then the numbers would shift.
Well, the silent ones are the ones that you really got to gauge for, because in the Democrats, they're usually not silent. And
yes,
with the are growing socialistic Democrats that are so radical and finally voicing their opinions, and it's just not American whatsoever, because history has proven that socialism does not work in any form or format, because people value
yes.
their freedom.
Yeah, socialism wouldn't work here now.
How much of our freedom? Yeah, how many freedoms have you lost since 1776?
No, none.
There's the question.
Yeah,
because with regulating medicine, we made our own back in 17. Regulate. Keep on.
Oh yeah,
going.
Yeah. I said. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Like, if you look at the red tape, if you're talking about even business-wise, and comparing that, though, 1776 to now is tough because of the numbers. Thanks, Grimm. But overall freedoms, I say we fight to keep the right for those freedoms, which I mentioned earlier, which is why you have to get involved politically. Man Cave next.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Now, I would wager that if he did that to buy the team, he would do it exactly like I do it. However, knowing him, he would be a great listener or a great acceptance of direction and advice. But as I've said many times, I've never not made the ultimate decision. Well, the city of brotherly love will be certainly happy to see the Cowboys come to town, and they won't disappoint. There's a lot of wonderful, some 30 years, frankly, of emotion and thoughts that I have when I think of going up to play a football game in Philadelphia.
All right, so that's Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Big game between the Cowboys and the Eagles. Both of them tied for first place in the NFC East. So a lot is riding on this one. I call it the NFC Least. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you inside the man-woman cave. Man-woman. Because, yeah, I'm a woman. And I hang out with lots of guys. So it's like a man-woman cave because I'm allowed in. And all of you are allowed in because I say you are. So here we go. We would talk a lot of sports. We'd talk about movies. We'd talk about a couple of other things, too. This game would be a big one. You just heard what Jerry Jones said. By the way, the first comment he made was, what would it be like if Troy Aikman was the GM? Because now people like to speculate, well, what about if Troy Aikman, what if he was the GM? What would that be like? What would it be like? Yeah. By the way, hats off to the first female. Again, we are in the Manwo cave. It's either Manwo or Woe Man. I guess Woe Man. Woe Man. And a female made history in London for what? For crossing the street and not getting hit. No. Made history. Fallon Sherrock became the first female darts player. I can't do a British accent. To beat a man at the PDC World Championship on Tuesday. Former runner-up of the Women's World Championship recovered from losing the opening set to beat Ted Everts 3-2 in front of a raucous crowd at Alexandra Palace in London. They take their darts seriously. They do. So first one to do it. And here's what she said afterwards. She said, "What I've done tonight, I hope it proves that women, we can beat the men. We can play well against them," she said after her match. So how about that? It's the flick of the wrist. It's the eyes, it's the concentration, and it's everything in between that you have to do when you do the whole darts thing. I'm just saying. I've done the darts. I've played the darts. I have my own set of darts. I used to go and play a bunch. I know. The more layers you find out, right? And there is something to it. There is an art to it. Because when I first ever tried to throw darts, oh, I was terrible. I mean, they were just hitting the wall all over the place. Because there is a way that you release them, and depending on how you do it, it works better. It's just either quickly and you take your arm back almost like a quarterback and you fling it forward, or you do the sidewinder, which I kind of do the sidewinder. That works best for me. You don't care about that. How about the Pro Bowl picks? You want to hear about the Pro Bowl picks? Lamar Jackson, amazing what's happened with the Ravens. He makes the Pro Bowl. 12 Pro Bowl selections for Baltimore. And he, of course, is the front runner for NFL's most valuable player. First Baltimore quarterback selected in the Pro Bowl since Vinnie T in 96, the franchise's inaugural season. So this is big. I mean, he leads NFL quarterbacks with 33 touchdown passes, has run for over 1,000 yards, an NFL single-season record for a quarterback, 1,103 yards. And he topped all players in this year's Pro Bowl fan vote, getting 704,699 votes. Huge. Way more than any other player. The Ravens, 12-2, have the NFL's best record, tied an NFL mark for most players on the rosters before injury replacements. That's very, very big. I mean, if you look at the Saints, who that? Topped all NFC teams with 7 selections, including Drew Brees, the quarterback, who's headed to his, ready for this, 13th Pro Bowl. He set an NFL record for career touchdown passes on Monday. And Michael Thomas, who leads in receptions, 133, and receiving yards, 1,552. Tom Brady wasn't selected to the Pro Bowl for the first time since 2008. That's when he had the knee injury in the season opener. So, Carolina Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly was selected. Dallas Cowboys Tyron Smith also selected too. And so it was pretty interesting who were the quarterbacks, who were the other players that were taken. I can't eat up all the time in the Whoa Man Cave just giving you all the people that are in the Pro Bowl, but I thought I would give you a slice of it. Anyway, if we go down the hardwoods and we take a look at the condition of David Stern, you know, he was the longtime NBA commissioner. I actually had him on a show, and he was good on the show. I enjoyed our conversation. It was a very long time ago. He's in serious condition after emergency surgery to address a sudden brain hemorrhage. Boy, that's scary, isn't it? So his family says he's getting great care. He was admitted after the fire department responded to a 911 call, and it was him, and, you know, Stern is 77. They took him to Mount Sinai, and he was the NBA commissioner from 1984 to 2014, a 30-year run. So he helped shape the league. There's no doubt about that. And he was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2014 and was, I think, is pretty well-liked by most people. I mean, everybody has their enemies, but I think, especially in a position like that, but I think he was pretty well liked, and so serious condition for him. That's got to be really, really tough for his family. An Iowa great. I know we have people listening to us in Iowa, and there are fans of college football who are listening. Hayden Fry, the College Football Hall of Fame coach, led Iowa for 20 seasons, and he died after a battle with cancer, but he was 90 years old. The family released a statement saying, "We are proud to know that our father's life had a positive influence on so many people, the players, the coaches, the fans who played for, worked with, and supported his long and successful coaching career. His legend will live forever with people he touched and inspired and the programs he led to greater heights." And he went at Iowa 143-89-6. That was his record. He was very, very popular coach, an incredibly popular coach. What's interesting is he played quarterback at Baylor, and he started his coaching career at a famous high school, Odessa, in Texas, before he moved on from that. And in 61, he coached at Arkansas under the great Frank Broyles. Some of you are listening saying, "Woe in the woman cave. This is over my head." But anyway, was a really revered guy. LSU's Ed Orgeron named the AP Coach of the Year. Not surprising. Has had an incredible season. Took a big risk on his quarterback, Joe Burrows, who's been, amazing and just won the Heisman after he had not played in 3 years. So that was a very, very big risk. But it certainly paid, serious dividends for LSU, because look at where they are now. And, of course, he gets to be the coach of the year. That makes complete sense to me. All right, then finally, this is the moving and shaking hot stove league stuff that's kind of interesting. You have the Rangers, who say that Corey Kluber isn't excited to join the hometown Rangers and put last year behind him. He's a two-time Cy Young Award winner, and that he's saying he's going to be the next ace. Rangers general manager John Daniels says it's a blessing in disguise after Kluber pitched at least 200 innings in 5 straight seasons, that it's good timing. His timing to be in Texas is perfect. He certainly blossomed into one of the best pitchers in the game. His first Cy Young in 2014, he was 18-9. But then he had the injury, so shortened season. I think all systems are go. That's a great get for the Texas Rangers, because they needed to make some moves, and that's a good one for sure. All right, we're leaving the Woe Men Cave. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll meet you in the author's corner. All that's coming up next here on the show.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Wednesday, there will be a historic vote in the House over the impeachment of President Trump. The House Rules Committee has voted for 6 hours of debate, with the final votes to follow. The vote is in the democratically controlled House, but the next phase is a trial in the Senate, which is Republican controlled. Senate leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are grappling with how to proceed. McConnell is urging House Democrats to reconsider. He also says,
the House made a partisan political decision to impeach. I would anticipate we will have a largely partisan outcome in the Senate. I'm not impartial about this at all.
McConnell says it's not the place of the Senate to call additional witnesses. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says,
it's clear that Senator McConnell wants to use the Senate to help participate in a cover-up.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Title of this next book in Author's Corner, Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness, Pamela June, PJ Anderson. You'll catch her name on the title of the book at Amazon.com. PJ, I'm going to call you PJ. I like that. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for the call. I've been looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the premise of the book. So tell us about Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness. For people who want to know what that is, what do you tell them?
Well, it is a collection of articles that I wrote that year. I think it was 2018. And it was actually as a result of me finding that writing is very therapeutic for me. And so I started writing Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness in 2017, and it ended up being a book that was also a result of the 7 African-American newspapers in Ohio and in Michigan that carried the articles. And that's really the way it all started out, as an opportunity to just kind of heal myself, doing some self-care and some self-healing and some self-reflection and putting it in writing. That's how it ended up happening the way it did.
And we should tell the audience about your story and about veterans and what happened with you. Tell everybody about your story and how you came to reflect and journal and how that's helped you mentally, emotionally, etc.
Well, I served in the Gulf War and the Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and the Gulf War. And first time away from home for such a long, extended period of time, 9 months as a matter of fact, that I was serving overseas, and it was such a traumatic experience being the only chaplain, the only female chaplain on the base, and, you know, having the usual comments made by my colleagues, you know, that I didn't have a right to be in their uniform and I didn't have a right to be in ministry and those kinds of things. And it was a very troubling experience for me because I didn't have anyone to turn to, didn't have anyone else with whom I could speak. And so I ended up being diagnosed with PTSD, schizophrenia, and through that experience, through challenging that experience, through challenging that diagnosis, me talking back to the voices that was talking to me and explaining to me how unworthy I am and how inappropriate it was for me to be in ministry and who did I think that I was and why don't you just go and jump off the nearest bridge and, those kinds of things. So I wrote about it. That's when I really started journaling. Journaling is a very healthy way of putting on paper what's going on in a place that almost defies description. And as a result, I was able to self-heal as an officer serving as a chaplain. And it was an amazing experience. And as I said, journaling is the key for many people. Everybody doesn't like journaling, but for me, it was an opportunity to become whole. And I continued that when I came out. It didn't become a book until 2018. And, you know, that's kind of how, I mean, if it hadn't been for that military experience, I would not be in a position to help my veterans, fellow veterans, understand or get a grip on themselves. And even to today, I use that experience to help fellow veterans to understand how we can diminish and hopefully someday eliminate death by suicide, which is at 21, 22 per day nationwide now. It really takes, you know, standing in the mirror and defying what you've been taught or what has been said to you by, I'm going to say by the empire, whether that empire is political or religious or military, it really is our responsibility or my responsibility to have experienced that to help others not to experience it. In other words, what I'm saying is I, too, am a victim of sexual assault while serving in the military. I, too, after coming home, attempted suicide, and all of that would have happened, number one, if I didn't have a praying mother. I've got to give my mother credit, God rest her soul, for me having some stability of mind. And I'm doing that with veterans as we speak. On the 1st of December, for an example, I met with a group of veterans, and the topic was, I survived death by suicide, a time of storytelling. And it was amazing to hear fellow veterans talk about their experience and how they survived death by suicide and how that we survived death by suicide.
Wow.
And how wonderful it is to have to talk about that, who is a professional but is not going to take the clinical approach. That's the last thing we need as veterans, is the clinical approach. We need folks that will talk with us from a spiritual perspective, that will talk to our soul, that will help our soul stay in fitness, that while we have been able to accomplish many of the things that we've been able to accomplish and to accumulate the things that we've been able to accumulate, the one thing that we have left out along the way is inspirationals that feed the soul, good news that feeds the soul, affirmations that feed the soul. And so that's a long way around answering the question about serving in the military. But it's so important for military people who are often isolated from their families for periods of time or have multiple deployments. That's really at the root of our deaths by suicide. And then we've got a very, well, I don't want to call it a we have a reentry program that could use a lot of strengthening. And so that's the next thing that we're going to work on is, you know, how do we transition from a very structured family, very structured and very strong family system where I've got your back and you've got my back to a civilian system where that camaraderie is missing. And very often it's a result, and it can result in divorce. It can result in post-traumatic stress disorder. It can result in considering, and unfortunately, some succeeding in committing death by suicide. Oh, so it's an ongoing thing, but it's exciting. To pay it forward, so to speak.
Yes, and listening to you, thank you for what you do for veterans, and I hope so many people this is resonating. I agree with Pamela June Anderson in saying that people are disconnected out there, and they feel disoriented and lonely, etc., and so much is welling up inside of them. So 21 to 22 suicides a day, that's unbelievable. We only have a minute or so left, and I know it just flies by. What do you hope people take away from reading this? That there is hope and that they can do something?
Well, they will take away an opportunity to self-reflect, an opportunity to heal internally, because Kate, that's where the work takes place. Mm-hmm. I can go to all of the seminars and all of the conferences and all of the churches, and I can do all of that external work, but nothing happens until I stand in the mirror. You know, who was it, Michael Jackson that made the recording? I'm starting with the person in the mirror.
Yeah,
that you've got the work is internal. It's really taking time, number one, to get to know, well, who am I? And why am I here? And do I believe what I have been taught, or am I willing to take the risk to, what's the word that I'm looking for, to take a critical look at what I've been taught, whether it's religious or political or social, are these my values, or are these the values that have been imposed upon me? Yeah. And that's where the rubber meets the road. And we have to have the courage to say, well, you know, I need to tweak that a little bit. And maybe if I write about it, if I take this opportunity to look at these articles that have been written from a reflective perspective with becoming whole, to be made whole as the goal, and to live the life I love as a goal, and to get to know who I am and whose I am. So the takeaway is an opportunity to start an internal journey toward wholeness, and to understand, yeah, the work may be tedious, but on the other side of it, life is good. Life is glorious. Life is wonderful. And I too, whoever the I may be, I too can reach out to my fellow veteran or my fellow brother or my fellow sister, and take a hand and make a friend and mm-hmm. ease on down the road.
I like that. Yeah. Perfect place to end this. Pick up the book Soul Fiber for Soul Fitness. Pamela June Anderson, thanks for what you do, and thank you for sharing your story.
Okay,
let's talk again. The Cabo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Cabo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Virtual green room, and she comes to us from Sweden. One of my favorite places is M.M. Justine. The name of the book, it's a trilogy, and it's book two of the trilogy. It's called Traitors Unleashed, and she has this character, Martina, that I have to say I am just crazy about. It is the perfect time for you to check out this trilogy because you have a little bit of time over the holidays, and you will whip through these stories. Fascinating and pertinent stuff. And boy, this woman has done a ton of research. M.M. Justine, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
What inspired you to write these books?
I was inspired to write the books because of because the world has been undergoing a massive change. And mainly it was the gravity of the change that inspired me to write the Traitors Trilogy. I wanted to create awareness and inspire people to rise to a higher level of consciousness about our changing world and what can happen if we don't pay attention.
And I mentioned your heroine, Martina, and that's what happens because she gets caught up in all of this as kind of, I'm going to say, sort of a superwoman in her own right in trying to make things right. And that's what you're saying. If we don't pay attention, like food sources, all kinds of things, if we just take things at face value,
you talk about in your novels that are so brilliantly weaved that these are the things that can happen to us. Give us a little snippet of Martina. Tell us what Martina's like.
Martina, she is 33 years old, and she inherited, she has a brother who is 3 years older than her, and unfortunately their parents died in a car accident. So she inherits. She's a doctor. She's a doctor, a pediatrician. And she and her brother, they inherit the company after their parents. But Martina becomes the CEO because the brother is not interested in business. He would rather be a military man. So Martina is now the CEO of this alternative medicine company. And she is married. She was married, divorced. So she has a son, a young son, 5 years old. But at the same time, she has now, she's dating somebody new. And in between her love life and the business that is in trouble, because she discovered all of a sudden this evil carbo is going to kill off people, and she stands up to fight for humanity. So she is trying to balance business and family life. And I think that most women will relate to Martina as a working woman and a mother and a lover.
I like that. And you're right. The balance, M.M. Justine, is so tough. And I want to tell everybody, go to Amazon. You can get the trilogies there, of course. And we're talking about book two, Traitors Unleashed. And so to put this novel together and this character and to weave all these tales about this evil Kabul and all that, how did you come up with this? You must have done a ton of research.
Yes, I did a lot of research. In fact, at first, I did a lot of thought about three ideas. But then I wanted something global, some story that would envelop the whole globe, all the people, all humanity. So, and then I wanted to be different from other authors. I wanted my heroine to be a woman, and an intelligent woman for that matter. So I did a lot of research. I read a lot. I read novels. I read medical books. I researched on the internet. I read magazine articles. I read. There is a lot of stuff in reading. You find a lot of things, you know. And to make it real, like the medical terms also, I had to research on that.
Wow. I mean, putting all that time into it, and then really it's like giving birth to three books. What was that like for you? I can only imagine, think about this, people who are listening. What is it like to come up with a trilogy and actually execute it and do it? What did that feel like when you had finished writing?
Oh, it was such a relief, because around this time last year, I was really struggling with the third book. It was so heavy. I was working with my editor, and he was cutting stuff, and he was telling me to come up with new things. And I was really, my God, I can't do this. But I said, no, I have written two books. I cannot let the third one hang. So I really pushed myself to the limit. And in January this year, the third book was published. Such a relief.
Oh, I bet it was such a relief. And now to have it out there in the world, absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And, you know, you talk about balance, and you talk about Martina, and you talk about the universe and the crazy pace that we're all on, and what it was like to write this. And you and I talked off the air, and you mentioned, you know, I think patience pays. I talk about that all the time. How long did it take you to put all these books together from the time the stories were rattling around in your mind to when it finally was published?
Oh, it took me 5 years to write the three books. But it was a tight schedule, because I still hold a full-time job, and I was writing. I've been waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning and writing for 2 hours before I go to work. And then I come home, I make dinner, and then I write for 2 hours before I sleep. But the goal was always 1,000 words a day, 1,000 words a day. And then on weekends, I still wake up at four and write until write until midday. And there I could write maybe 4,000 words, 5,000 words. And that has been my schedule for 5 years.
Wow, that is so powerful that you told everybody that. See, patience pays, and it doesn't happen overnight. And you had, M.M. Justine, you had the discipline to do that because it, you must have been tired. There probably were days when you didn't want to do it, but you made that goal, didn't you?
Yes, there were days on Saturday and Sunday you just want to sleep and take it easy. But no, you have to get up. And I kept thinking, I have to move Martina forward. I have to move her. Yes. I have to move her to the end of the story. I can't leave her hanging in the middle of battle, you know?
And that shows you the passion for the character, and this is why these books are so good. And trust me, if you get the books, you will not put them down. Traitors Unleashed, book two, specifically, we're talking about that, and we're with them, Justine. And, you know, you think about doing this and coming through on the other side, and then did you ever think you would write these novels? Was that ever anything you thought you would do?
Actually, I didn't even, no, I don't think so. First, I thought maybe one book. But then I thought, no, one book, and then I'll be lazy again, and then I'll think about book two. I said, let me decide 3 books at once, and I'm going to, I don't know how much it's going to take me. I don't know how much energy I'll need. I don't know how much time I'll need, but I decided on 3 books so that I write 3 books at once. Instead of writing one and waiting 2 years and writing another. No. 3 books at once.
Wow, 3 books at once. Amazing. What keeps you up at night? What keeps you up at night, M.M. Justine?
Yeah, the state of the world, the direction we are taking. That worries me because the governments are not working for the people.
Yeah.
The corporations are out for their own interests, and the politicians we cannot trust anymore. So I worry about that. Don't you, Kate?
Oh, absolutely. We talk about it on the show all the time, and that's why I think your passion shows through in the character Martina and the other characters you talk about in the books. And again, it's a trilogy, and Traitors Unleashed, book two, that's what we're talking about, M.M. Justine. What a pleasure to have you on this show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate, for having me. It has been a pleasure.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.